Welcome to Wrestling the Revenue Podcast, where we educate, enlighten, and encourage how we improve our quality of sleep to grow our business and improve your health and wellness. I am Donetta D. Mooring, certified sleep science coach, certified holistic life coach, author, national editor of the Black National Unity News, and a speaker. I am pleased to have my special guest, Nancy. Welcome, Nancy, and I don't want to mess up your name, so if you can please share your name and just briefly on what you do.
Yes, thank you. My name is Nancy Aragbaye. I am the CEO and founder of Strategic Solutions. I love to tell people a little backstory about me. I pivoted out of a space of education, former educator, and saw a gap in the education system, which is how I built Strategic Solutions. I noticed that, you know, in the school system, there wasn't formal education around practical business skills, leadership development, and business financial resources. There wasn't a space to cultivate innovators and entrepreneurs. And so I built my company based off of that gap that I saw.
That is wonderful. And I'm so glad you shared that, because that gives the overall of what you do. And so the question I have for you is, how do you transform have not into have got? I find that really interesting.
Yeah, for me, everything is about business longevity and increasing your impact and ultimately increasing your income. And so I use a framework called the Black Model, where I designed a comprehensive strategy for helping business owners really build their business longevity so they can generate as much wealth as possible. So with mastering business skills, mastering leadership development, and understanding how to employ strategies for financial success, that allows you to have as much impact and ultimately as much income to help your business be here for a while.
Oh my goodness, I love that. So then it kind of goes into the next question. What type of mindset do you need to reach to have got status?
Yeah, I love that question. I often have, you know, people who are looking to start businesses or been in business for a while, like, what do I need to know as an entrepreneur? Like, what should I know about my business? And I tell them that the prerequisite is your mind. You know, you have to first master your mind. You have to understand how to remove limitations, understand the power of belief in order for you to be successful in business. And so the mind is powerful. And I think for any successful entrepreneur, that is the required prerequisite for business success.
Oh, my goodness. You stepped on some toes. And let me just share for a moment. I've been an entrepreneur for 40 years. It may be 30 years of that or 35 years of that has been self-development, and always believe in that. But I had to work on myself so much in so many ways, confidence, stuttering, not knowing what I want to do, just jumping from one thing to a next. But I always looked at myself as successful because I never gave up. I was very determined. And, you know, most people will, you know, they couldn't find what to do, or I didn't make any money, but I didn't look at it that way. As long as I was learning and growing, and yes, I failed so many times, but the failure, I don't see this. I look at it as success. And so mindset is true, because, you know, it really depends on what your goals are and is this really before you. And I know it's in my DNA, so I would just determine. So that is so true. The mindset is definitely key, is definitely number one. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you also mentioned something that was really important, which is your outlook on failure. As a business owner, really anything in life, you're talking about being successful, especially with something as challenging, you cannot look at failure as failure. I look at failure as learning. And as long as I learn something in that moment, I've gained greater knowledge. And so that's part of the mindset mastery, is being able to look at failure from a different perspective.
That is true. And also, I noticed that repetition And I know that there, I've tried a couple of businesses. I tried two or three times. And you say, well, why in the world would I do something about, you know, so why would I do that business again? It wasn't really so much about the business. It was about me. And I learned, I tried that business, came in, and it was like, oh, I was just so lost. The next time I tried it again, I was a lot better, more outspoken. And then the third time I tried it, it's like I was chosen number one. And it's like, how could that be when I didn't really have the skills, but I had the determination. And I learned from each and every time I did it. So it wasn't so much me being successful in the business. It was me growing along the way.
Yep, that's exactly my approach to things.
Yes, great. Now, the other question is, can you share how someone can scale and transform their business as a legacy for generations to come?
Yeah, a key part of scaling, again, I take everything back to the most basic concept and principle. So I think before you can scale and have a business that has longevity, I say you have to master yourself. So I think leadership development, personal development is critical. When you're talking about scaling a business, that we're talking about having others lead your vision. But if you can't lead yourself, you can't lead a team to execute your vision. And so self-mastery is key. Professional development is key. Leadership is key. Working on yourself and then understanding how to lead a team is very critical to really having a business that has longevity and that is scalable. I think before even mastering your business development skills, self-mastery is so important.
Oh my goodness, that is so true. Because a lot of times people, I think, believe a leader is telling other people what to do. But that's totally, I don't believe that. That's far from the truth. Being a leader is leading yourself first. And at times, you know, it's you know, the concept of leadership, you have to lead, but you have to be a example. And that means working on yourself and not always just this is what you're supposed to do. And so I think that's really key, self-mastery. You know, what you have said is really the forefront of the mindset as far as business. And it's just one of those things that I think sometimes is overlooked. But I have noticed a lot of people have programs. That's the first thing that they do. They have the mindset because that's like key in everything that you do.
Absolutely. I definitely have programs around the mindset because I think I'm doing a disservice as a business strategist, as a consultant, as a person who advocates towards small business owners, building something that's legacy. It's a disservice if I do not support you in developing yourself, helping you master yourself and mastering your mind.
Definitely, yes. Thank you for listening to Wrestling the Revenue Podcast. We're going to take a quick break.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the sjslawfirm.com.
Hello, this is Donetta D. Morin. I want to share with you my new book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. It's a great book that provides guidance, tips, and techniques on how you can become more mindful gain energy, and become more productive to grow your business. I appreciate you purchasing my book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, Donetta D. Mooring, which is DonettaDMooring.com. Thank you for your support. I am Donetta D. Mooring, and we have a special guest, Nancy. I'm going to continue with the questions. I want to ask you, what is BLC model? If you can break that down for me.
Yes, the Black model, it's a framework that I developed. It came from me understanding the gap in the education system. I started to explore, you know, what drives economic mobility? What is going to help communities have funds? Small businesses. Okay. And I started to understand why small businesses fail. And I realized that they need financial resources and a good cash flow, and they need business development. So the Black model is simply a framework that solves both of those issues. And so we work on business development, we work on leadership development, asset management, and helping business owners develop business credit profiles.
So you said, okay, so leadership, you said credit profile too?
Yeah, so what I've done was created a one-stop shop that helps businesses. I help business owners from a holistic framework, a holistic strategy to business success. So our program, our organization helps with business development. We help with leadership development. We help business owners put assets in their business name, such as property. And we also help business owners develop business credit profiles because they need access to funding. And a lot of business owners, small business owners, they don't know how to access capital. But there's strategies, financial strategies for business owners. And if you leverage assets and you leverage building a business credit profile and you leverage your leadership and your business skills, you will have a business that has a sustainability and that's here for long term.
Okay. Well, thank you for explaining it because, you know, well, when you said that, it kind of threw me off for a second and then I had to think, but now I understand how that works. Okay. Okay. I love that. That's a great model to have. And that's something that's needed, not as not just for adults, but also for young adults to learn, so that way they have options as far as for college or just something that's taught. So that is really great that you develop a program like that, the Black model. So thank you for that.
Thank you. I actually had a child I used to teach, and he got kicked out of math class. And he came into my classroom, and this was just fifth grade. This was a fifth grader. He was about 10 years old. And I asked him why he wasn't doing his math homework or his math classwork. And he told me he didn't want to go to college. He didn't want to be a doctor. So he didn't think he needed to do his work. And in that moment, I said, man, we failed him as a system. Why does he think he needs math so he can go to college? That's a practical skill. And so when I asked him what he wanted to be when he grew up, he told me he wanted to be a barber. And I said, well, what if you can open up your own barbershop? And it changed him in that moment. And when he realized that there was another option, I cannot lie, he transformed. And he went from a behavior child to reading books in the hallway. And I tell people, I can't even take that credit. I was a great teacher, but it wasn't my teaching skills. It was the seed that was sparked within him. So I think it's important for people to understand there are options to success. Business and innovation is one of those options.
That is great. I love that. So now the other question I have, what is the stigma you heard about no sleep and what do you think about it?
In the most respectful way, I think it's insanity. So for me, I think resting is important. As a matter of fact, I have 2 days out of the week that are devoted to rest and self-care. Tuesdays, I call them my stillness days. And I do not work. I do not check emails. I try to get off of social media. And oftentimes I lay there. I meditate, I worship, I pray. But that rest day is actually what helps me tap into my creativity. And I truly look forward to those days of stillness. Mm-hmm. So I believe resting is important. Yeah, most people, right? I think when they chase money or short-term goals, it's like, I need to get there as quick as possible. Right. But I'm about impact and longevity, right? So I'm saying, you're trying to build a legacy. Well, that's a lot of years, right? So there's no way you're going to do it burnt out. Because when you burn out, you don't have any more to give. So if you're trying to be around long term, resting is essential. It is.
Yes. Yes. And I'm glad you shared it. And I like the idea it's not a Saturday or a Sunday. You actually chose a Tuesday, a day out the week. So I love that, because at times, you know, we think the weekend is the only time to rest. But you get to choose the day that you want to rest or you know, create a self-care. So I love the idea that it's not, like I said, a Saturday or even a Sunday. And so I really love that. I really do.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
I battled with myself for a while because, you know, I'm so used to going, but I've been practicing this for about a year now. And it's been one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Well, great. Now, the other question I have, do you have a technique you use that allow you to be more creative to rest?
Other than just adhering to my day of rest, I guess you can say a couple of things. I practice silence. Like, for me, just turning off the background distractions, mm-hmm. and clearing your mind, like free of everything. There's no noise, no phone calls, no emails, and just literally lying down in silence is something I truly enjoy, and it's helped clear my mind. And when I practice that, it's often when my most creative thoughts come. Because I've just cleared my mind from so much, you know. I tell people, I don't even know how you can fully tap into your creativity when there's so many distractions. And if you're not still or resting and shutting your mind off from everything, I don't think we can be our fullest creative selves.
That is great. And see, that's what I love, because it's holistic, natural things, something simple things. Now, of course, it's a struggle because something different, you have to make changes, but you just keep being persistent. You just keep showing up. And then, you know, and yes, you might will fall off. And you know, everybody has to find out what works for them. But the thing about it, just staying consistent, just keep, you know, even if, you know, that you might skip a night or not able to do it or you didn't do it, but that's okay. And just jump back on and just do it. But just something as simple as just silence. And I always tell people that rest and sleep are two different things. That you can rest and just lay there, but you're not sleep. And you still get a chance to relax your mind, your body, your spirit, you know. And so that just makes a big difference. And so I'm so glad to hear, like I said, something as simple as that, just resting, just turning everything off. So that's wonderful.
Thank you, yeah. Resting is something I preach to my friends on a regular basis. It's important. Like you said, resting and sleeping are two very different things, and I think we need to incorporate rest more in our daily routine.
Right. Yes. Yes. Once again, thank you for staying with Rest Leads to Revenue Podcast. We'll be right back. This is Donetta D. Morris. I am so excited, and I welcome you to my new podcast, Rest Leads to Revenue. This will be an outstanding podcast for entrepreneurs and business owners. This podcast is an extension of my book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. This podcast will educate, enlighten, and encourage you to take charge of your sleep with respect as an entrepreneur and business owner, gain energy you need to take your business to the next level. I welcome you to tune into my podcast every Friday. You won't regret it. Thank you for staying with our special guest, Nancy. Nancy, I really appreciate your time and your expertise and your valuable information. But if you could please share with us how we can contact you and support you.
Yeah, so I always make myself available. My website is strategic-solutions.global. I'm also available on social media platforms. Instagram, you can find me at strategic-solutions_LLC. And I'm also on LinkedIn personally, Nancy Taye Aragbaye. If you look me up, I'm always answering DMs. I do offer free consultations for our various programs. Again, we support business owners with business development. We have leadership development programs. We have asset management programs. I help business owners develop business credit profile, mastermind programming. And so if you sign up for a consultation, I'm more than happy to support you and direct you in the area. Best to start.
Well, thank you. And if someone would like to reach out to me, it's donetta10k.com, and that's spelled D-O-N-A-T-A, the number 10k.com. And that's where you're able to find my website, all my podcast episodes, the services I offer on sleep, health, fitness, and wellness, including all my social media platform and so much more. Once again, donetta10k.com. Remember, sleep heals.